Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for our daily visit. And Joe, last night driving home, I was thinking of your story of you and Tim Thompson and Bob Horner driving back from Lexington. I think it was in 03 after a tough loss, and what that trip was like. And it had to be fun last night to be on the fun side of one of those.
Well, we even mentioned during the broadcast that we kind of figured that Tom Leach and Mike Pratt, who do the games for Kentucky's radio network, were probably having the same conversation that we had back then after they lost by 60 on that trip to Lexington. It was just an unbelievable performance from start to finish, and literally from start to finish. There was really never much of a let-up in the game. And to build a 30-point halftime lead, only give up 3 field goals in the first half, and score 41 of their own. It was a clinic. And, they hit Kentucky early, and Kentucky never recovered. So certainly being home had something to do with it, but I just thought it was a great game plan. The defensive scheme to try to eliminate or cut down on Patterson's opportunities worked to perfection. I thought Ross Neltner played a super game. The defensive effort all around was the best by far of the year, I believe. And but even then, you still couldn't sit in the middle of it and not be just struck by the awe of this thing, because you don't ever expect to beat Kentucky by 40 points.
What you saw was the perfect storm. Yep. This is the best. I said it at the outset, and so did Kevin, who's been watching Kentucky basketball longer than me. It's the worst half of basketball I've ever seen Kentucky play, save maybe for as he pointed out, the Kansas game in '89, and maybe the half against Georgetown in the NCAA tournament. And absolutely, and you know what? You do Vanderbilt a disservice by pointing out the negatives for Kentucky, because it was Vanderbilt. I mean, the Commodores played just spectacular basketball. Everything Kevin could have ever preached to them. One turnover in the first half, only 6 for the game. They rebounded. The one thing that absolutely blew me away about the whole game, though, Joe, was how A.J. Ogilvie ate Patrick Patterson's lunch. And he got help defensively from Neltner, but I never imagined that Ogilvie would outplay Patterson by that wide a margin. Patterson didn't score until there was a minute 17 to go in the first half. It was a great plan by Kevin in terms of ball denial, and it totally discombobulated Kentucky offensively.
Yeah, they never recovered from it. They never seemed to find a way to adjust to it. I think they were frankly surprised that Vanderbilt played them as physically and as aggressively as they did, and they even really got out on the perimeter and didn't let Crawford and Bradley just kind of run wild.
There's no good
there.
Looks that they had at all in the first half.
Yeah, it was amazing. I remember looking down and saying, okay, Kentucky's got 12 turnovers and 11 points at halftime.
And you know what? Through this, and I want you guys to talk about this too. Everybody has an image of Vanderbilt as kind of a frou-frou, perimeter, offensive-oriented team. But since that point in the non-conference season where Kevin threw down the gauntlet and demanded that they play defense, and with some of those losses, they obviously didn't do it. But they showed you last night that they can play with a blue-collar ethic.
Well, 94 points last night, only 7 three-pointers. This was not a night where they lived from the perimeter. They shot the ball well, obviously, but they got some really great looks inside. They ran the offense. They got backdoor cuts. They got layups. But I still think you're right that the biggest thing that I'll remember from this game is that from start to finish, Vanderbilt was the aggressor. They were the more physical. They never backed down from it. And it was not just the post player. AJ played a super game, but it was everybody, the guards. I thought Red Gordon had another terrific game defensively. That's really 2 in a row for him against 2 quality opponents and at guard. And I kept waiting, and I'm sure everybody did the same thing. I kept waiting for the lull. I kept waiting for the run. Okay, they've got a 30-point halftime lead, but you go to the locker room and sit down and you look.
They
around.
Brought up that LSU game, and I'm thinking, it's the old line, Kevin. I knew that Kentucky team. You're not that Kentucky team.
Antoine Walker wasn't coming through that door.
No, and I was really glad to see them go ahead and come out and extend it, and just keep on going. And it gives them a nice boost going into this day off, and then not much time to relax because Florida's coming in here, and Florida kind of put a similar whipping on Vanderbilt down in Gainesville, so that sure will come up a lot this week.
Joe, what was the – you think this was something that Kevin Stallings was trying to just get to his team, the message he was trying to send to his team as far as getting out, finally getting home. We got to go on a nice little stretch and be that kind of like harassing physical type of team? Or was it just mainly about Kentucky and the last loss? Or was it more than just Kentucky? It was about this next stretch and really making their stamp, you know, and going into postseason play.
You know, there's certainly pressure now to win your home games after you get a couple on the road. You don't want to give any of those back. But, you know, I really think a lot of it was the way they played in Lexington. Kentucky was by far the dominant team there physically. You know, they out-rebounded us by 23 on the boards. Vanderbilt has 22 turnovers in the game. And it was just and despite all that, you lose in double overtime. I think the message was from Kevin and if you guys play the way you're supposed to play, you will win this game at home. You just have to go out and be the aggressor. I don't think they were talking too much about the homestand and all that. It was just don't let what happened in Lexington happen again. And they seemed to take it to heart. It was funny, Kevin told me last night, he came to the shoot-around yesterday before the game, and he looked, he said, Shane had that look. And he said, it's one of those, I can't tell you what it is, but I know when I see it. And he said Shane had that look, and he thought he had a chance to be really good last night. Well, he only took 10 shots, scored 20 points, so he was absolutely right.
What about Jamie Graham scoring a couple buckets at the end?
He's got some game now, doesn't he?
He does.
Of course, when he comes in, the crowd just erupts. They love whenever the walk-ons get into the game, and he comes in and you know hits that jump shot, and then gets the rebound, comes down, and then knocks down his first three-pointer. And the place erupted then. So it was great. Joe Duffy got in and got a basket. They couldn't get a look for Elliott Cole, but it was pretty cool. And those guys were going down court thinking, I scored against Kentucky. This is pretty good.
7:01. Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, everybody, thanks, be Joe. Careful out there today.
All right, you too.